Next up from Bemidji State University is Jim Scanlon. Jim, are you on the line?
I am, Matt. You hear me?
I can hear you great. We'll let you open up with a few comments and then take some questions. So the floor is yours.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. Just excited to get the season started. Obviously, like everybody else, optimism reigns. So anxious for Saturday and getting underway officially. As far as our group, excited about our incoming freshman class. It got a little larger than we thought as it went along, but all nine are working extremely hard and have fit in real well with the culture that we have going here. And we're led by we have seven of our top 10 scorers are returning. That's the good news. The bad news is we didn't score a lot, but certainly Emily Berglund, 16 goals, is very, very impressive. And in fact, she did that as a sophomore. Makes it even more so, and she had a great off season, and is looking to equal that and do better. Alexis Joyce, one of our seniors, has always been one of the top scoring defensemen in the league, and she put up 20 points again last year. So certainly those two will be leaning on quite a bit as the season goes. But I feel really good about our senior leadership. We have six outstanding young women that are great ambassadors for our program, and they really set the tone for the culture in the locker room, and they're doing a great job. So obviously the biggest question for us will be a goal after Brittany Mowat graduated, which I need to speak to somebody about why they let people graduate, but that's what we have to deal with. But we have three goalies battling out there. They're all working real hard right now, and certainly one of the three will rise to the top. So looking forward to getting the season started. We get an exhibition game against the South Korean team on September 20th.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up the questions.
Hi, Jim. Gary Santinello from the New York Times. Curious, in a league where you've got, teams that are finished in the preseason poll ahead of you that have been so strong nationally, do you use those programs as a measuring stick in any way?
Hi, Gary. You know what? This league is so competitive, it really doesn't matter who you play. Obviously, we do have some of the top programs in the country and have had traditionally. Certainly going back to the beginning of the game, but it doesn't matter if you're playing against the University of Wisconsin, who's just had a remarkable run. The University of Minnesota, of course, it doesn't matter. You play them, or you're playing St. Cloud, Mankato. It doesn't matter. It's a battle, and you got to be ready to play every weekend in this league, and that's the fun part. That's the challenging part. It doesn't matter who you play. It doesn't matter where you play. You got to have them strapped on, ready to go. Otherwise, you're going to be in for a long night.
Has the competitive balance in the league improved over the years? And before I forget, please say hi to Tom Serator for me.
I'll do that. I think it has, Gary. I think it has. I think all the programs in this league have done a great job recruiting. They're all bringing in outstanding players, and I think that's just a sign of the growth of women's hockey throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. There's a lot of good players, and I think hockey is the game is a game that's going to reward hard work, and you can step on the ice and might not have the same talent level as your opponent, but if you work hard, you're going to get rewarded. So, but everybody's talent level is getting better, and that's the exciting thing.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hello, Kelly.
Well, I've heard about Claire DeGeorge from one of your captains this last weekend. Summer Thibodeau went on and bragged about what we can expect to see from Claire DeGeorge, but what kind of presence has she had so far in practices?
Claire's first an outstanding young lady, just a wonderful person, but she's a big-time player. We kind of knew that by the fact that the United States national team invited her to try out for their national team, and she just plays with a lot of confidence. Certainly from a physical stature, she's almost 6 feet without putting the skates on. But to give you an idea, she won our we run a 2 miles part of our testing, and she won it. and that's pretty impressive. And she did a great job in all of our testing, to be honest with you. So comes from a great program, obviously Shattuck. They just come in here with great habits, and she's been very impressive every time we've seen her.
With nine freshmen, Jim, how much is that pushing your upperclassmen and your veterans?
Well, I think they've all seen the talent, and just kind of having some meetings now just to just see how everybody's doing. Every player has said just how impressive the practice have been. Everybody's working extremely hard. The pace has been great. I think they realize last year we did not have quite as many players, and the competition level was not quite the same as it is this year. And that's reflective in how they're going about their business. So as coaches, that's really exciting to see. And like I said, the key is, can we do that once we get started officially and the practices get longer and you get into the grind? If we can keep practicing the way we're practicing, it's certainly going to benefit us in the end.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
Hi, Jim. This is Austin Monteith from the Bougie Pioneer. How are you doing?
Hello, Austin. How are you doing?
Good. So playing the Korean national team next week, what kind of opportunity does that present to you and the program?
Well, I think the big thing is just to give everybody the opportunity to experience a game day, the whole routine, especially for our younger players, and certainly gives us as coaches an opportunity to see players in a game situation and an opportunity to use different lineups, different pairings, and just to get people into a game. A game type atmosphere. So that's the biggest thing, just an opportunity to play a game. In my first 3 years, we have not had an exhibition game to begin the season. So we just started our season with a regular game. So this is a great opportunity for us, and just especially for the younger players, just to experience that game day atmosphere and that game day routine.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
Hey, Jim. Dustin from Minnesota Hockey Magazine. I was curious, how much do you see yourself leaning on Alexis Joyce this year with four freshman defensemen and starting a new starting goaltender?
Well, she'll be key, no doubt. I mean, just AJ's personality is she's very driven. She's very focused. She's had some of the best practice habits I've seen in a player in the time I've been here, and we've certainly challenged her to be a mentor and to be a leader to not just our freshmen, but to the whole D core. And she, along with Melissa Hunt, Missy's a junior, Bree Jordy, a sophomore from Thief River, those three probably have the most experience in terms of our blue line. But really excited about our freshman defensemen. I just compare it to previous teams. We'll certainly put six defensemen on the ice that in terms of skating and agility, are probably the best that I've had here. They all move around the ice extremely well. But we all know how tough this league is, particularly for freshmen. So to expect to expect huge things out of that group, it would be asking a lot. But they're up for it. They work extremely hard. But AJ will definitely be our leader, no doubt. She will obviously log a lot of ice time, and she'll play in all of our special team situations. So. She's geared up for a big year, and we're excited to see what she can accomplish.
Thank you.
You bet.
Jim, it's Matt from the Duluth News Tribune. Where do you see Riley Fawcett fitting into that defensive group, and how have you seen her grow from a freshman to senior here?
Yeah, Riley's just a wonderful person. If you know her well, Matt, she's always got a smile on her face, and she's grown a tremendous amount from her freshman year. One of the exciting things, I think, is she set a lot of personal records as far as her physical testing from, this year, which, showed us that she worked really hard this off season. She's going to be one of our leaders. Obviously, Riley can play in the middle. She can play wing. She's been one of our top penalty killers the last couple of years. So she certainly will have a big role on this team, not just from a playing standpoint, but again, one of our leadership members of our leadership group. And I really lean on my upperclassmen, and particularly my seniors, to set the tone for that locker room, because it's their locker room, and if it can stand on its own, then good things are going to happen on the ice. And I just feel really good about this senior group, and Riley's a big part of that.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you very much. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, Matt. Yep. Good luck to everybody else. Appreciate it.